The important thing about units is that once we've made a new unit, we can treat it just like we did the old unit. We can compose composed units, and we can partition partitioned units. Think about toaster pastries. They come in packs of two, and then those packs get put together in sets of four to make a box. So when I buy one box of toaster pastries, am I buying one thing, four things, or eight things? It depends on the unit. One box, four packs, eight pastries. And when I share a slice of pizza with a friend, we have to cut it into two smaller pieces. So a box of toaster pastries is composed of composed units. And when I split a slice of pizza, I'm partitioning a partitioned unit. But what does that have to do with math? In math, everything is certain. 2 plus 2 equals 4, and 1 is just 1. But that's not really right. 1 isn't always 1. Here's why. We start counting at 1, and we count up to 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then we get to 10. And in order to write 10, we write a 1 and a 0. That 1 means that we have one group, and the 0 helps us remember that it means one group, not one thing. But 10, just like 1, just like a dozen eggs, just like an egg, 10 is a unit. And 10 tens make 100. So when I think about 100, it's like the box of toaster pastries. Is 100 one thing, 10 things, or 100 things? And that depends on what 1 is. It depends on what the unit is. So think about all the times in math when you write the number 1. No matter what place that 1 is in, no matter how many things that 1 represents, 1 is.